Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Tens of thousands of owners of Boomtime apartments and houses are facing big bills to fix fire safety issues and construction defects. Many of the botched building jobs are only now coming to light, with homeowners saying they're being left in unsafe developments with bills for remediation works they simply cannot afford. Well, over the next few days, our reporter Barry Lenhan will be looking at the legacy of Boomtime home construction, as well as asking who should pay for the problems. But first, Barry, can you outline the extent of the problem with these Celtic Tiger homes?
Over 130,000 apartments were built during the Celtic Tiger, and construction industry figures estimate, Sarah, up to 90,000 of those have been affected by structural defects and fire safety issues. That's 70% of all apartments built during the boom. Inadequate fire stopping, unsafe balconies, damp mould, water leaking in from the outside, sewerage issues, defective building materials, all among the problems. Most cases, these problems only now coming to light over 10 years later. Some cases in the public domain, but many aren't, with owners fearful for the value of their properties should they be known as defective. But ultimately, thousands of apartment owners are living in unsafe properties and stuck with significant bills to fix their homes, in some cases sums of up to €50,000, and this often on top of a big mortgage, having bought right at the top of the boom.
Tell us more.
Cathedral Court, this is a development of 105 apartments off Clanbrassil Street. It was developed by Sherborough Enterprises, a company controlled by members of the O'Callaghan family who own luxury hotels in Dublin, Cambridge and Gibraltar. Built in 2006, some of the apartments sold for the guts of €600,000, a car parking space, an additional €40,000. But apartment owners at Cathedral Court are now facing bills of over €5,000 each to fix building defects. In 2016, a chartered building surveyor's report, which I've obtained, found a significant number of balconies at the complex to be in poor condition. Timber frames were rotting and showing accelerated signs of deterioration. Now, the report concluded that poor workmanship contributed to the defects and remedial work would be needed to ensure balconies are safe to be occupied. Last year, engineers identified a number of fire-stopping inadequacies. For instance, gaps underneath fire doors shouldn't be greater than 8 millimetres, but some in Cathedral Court almost double that. Residents recently learned of their €5,000 plus repair bills. One of those is Gabrielle Kavanagh, who moved into her apartment at Cathedral Court in 2008.
Yeah, so we're left now going, should I let my grandson maybe on the balcony to play, or is he going to fall down three or four floors? It's totally unsafe, really, is what, if they've to be replaced, it means they're unsafe.
That's what we're standing on at the moment?
Yes, not for too long now, I hope.
Would you stand out here often?
Not too often, but when you're having people over and maybe people smoke or something, they come out and, you know, I wouldn't be having parties and jumping up and down now on the balcony at this stage. I was told of nothing. I'm not a surveyor or an architect or anything like that, but I'm going with what I was told, which was we now have defects on the balcony and fire and safety.
When did that emerge or how?
Oh, it's only just in the last few months, so it's probably April, May. It was via email to say that there was a EGM as the balconies were not in good repair and fire and safety issues, but there was a meeting to be called for all the residents to attend the Radisson Hotel in Golden Lane. We attended and we heard what the defects were and that we were expected to pay the money, which would be the guts of £5,000 per private owner.
£5,000, every person left the hotel that night with that bill. What was the reaction?
Aggression from a good few of the people. They don't have the money. When we bought, the year was quite expensive to get a mortgage. We don't have the money, we're just normal workers. So it was a hard time for me to buy, but I struggled and I went, well, this will pan out at the end of the day, not expecting what had gone wrong with the apartments are to be hit with that. Yeah, it's quite sad.
The defects were established and then you're still expected to pay for the management of the property as well. That's something which you in particular don't feel too happy about.
No, I don't feel too happy about that because I have emailed that particular management company on numerous occasions. I have all my emails banked and the fact of it is that the person that's in there that I'm dealing with has not once replied to me for any of the issues that I've had.
And yet they're on the case looking to pay for the issues which you didn't know about.
Absolutely. They're looking for the money for the balconies and never mind the issues that I have. You know, in all honesty, when I buy something, I expect for it to work. I don't expect for it to collapse and then go, that's your problem. You need to sort that. And that's exactly what is going on at the moment. Why leave it this length of time? Like, you walk out in your balcony, you think it's safe.
Lots of these problems seem to be emerging relatively recently as well. What does that tell us?
Once again, Legoland, fire them up. Why not? Fire them up, get the people in, and then you can hit them with the bill then when things start to collapse.
How do you feel living in this apartment now?
It's a lovely part of the city to live in, but with all these little issues that's going on, I'm in a place where maybe I'll just sell it. But then who's going to buy it with all these defects? Absolutely a pig in a poke at this stage in my head. Mm. So is there any point in even putting it up for sale?
Do you hold out any optimism for this?
I hope something good does happen and I hope that other people come forward and complain. And if everybody complains rather than individuals, if we go forward as a group, we will be heard.
Gabrielle Kavanagh there. The developer Sherborough kept around 60% of the apartments to rent at Cathedral Court and last month gained control of the board of the owner's management company, or OMC, at the complex. Legal advice to the OMC of the 20th of June, which I've obtained, says the board's current makeup presents a situation where the developer is clearly conflicted. Neither Sherborough, the O'Callaghan Group, nor the complex's property management company responded to requests for comment.
And what other type of defects and bills are you coming across?
Jack Corgan-Jones and Niamh Toey in the Irish Times have published details of 32 different complexes with structural defects and fire safety issues after detailed investigations in recent months, and Niamh has been telling me more.
And our findings would seem to suggest that it is quite systemic. It seems to be across the board. And that would have been due to an overheated building system, which was also under-regulated. It seems that this wasn't always done at a cost-saving measure. A lot of architects and surveyors would have said to me that this happened because there just wasn't the skills in the sector that were required to build as much. They were building so much that there just wasn't the tradesmen out there to know what they were doing, or there wasn't the oversight as well. And on top of that, there wasn't the regulation required.
Take me through some of the different complexes you've reported on. One where the roof came off. What happened there? Where's this?
So that's Hyde Square. It's an apartment block in Kilmainham. It was built by Purcell in 2005. Those apartments would have sold for a lot of money in 2005. There's a few office blocks in the same development. Now, what's transpired in the last couple of years is that a lot of apartment owners were finding leaks coming in through their ceilings, in through their bathrooms. And if you actually go on to Google Earth, you can see that the roof has major water ingress. You can see the stain on the roof from Google Earth. So what's actually happened is that the underlayer of the roof, so the soft cladding that would be underneath the tiles, is beginning to rot. And also on top of that, the roof it's not connected to the outside walls properly. That means that it's essentially coming up off the walls. It's no longer properly attached to the building. An intervening measure, the management company has had to attach push-pull ties and braces, literally to tie the roof onto the building. Yeah, those owners are facing bills of 11 grand, and obviously you can't sell your apartment if the roof is blowing off.
And another one you've highlighted would be Marsfield Avenue in Clongriffin.
This was a lack of fire stopping throughout the development. There are 24 privately owned apartments, and it would have been these people that were facing the bills individually. To fix that, they were looking at bills of between 4.5 and 6.5 grand each.
St James's Wood in Dublin, what happened there?
Lack of fire stopping, but I mean, residents who I've spoken to in James's Wood would have said it is quite bad. They can hear all sorts of noises through the doors and floors of their apartments. In that block, it's going to cost 26 grand per apartment, which is like a huge amount of money for people. That amounts to about 3 million for the entire development. There's about 120 apartments there.
So difficult for all those people affected. Finally, Barry, you've been looking at another development in North Dublin.
Yeah, Belmain, built around 2006, around 900 units in Belmain. It was launched by celebrity couple Jamie and Louise Redknapp, the developer Kitara, a subsidiary of Stanley Holdings. Problems first reported in 2011. Remedial works took place, but still there are defects in some units, the extent of which is unclear. A letter from the development's property management company, O'Connor Property Management, ahead of the OMC's AGM last month, which I've obtained, warns of defects with regards balconies and fire safety. The directors, the letter says, are uncertain as to the extent of these issues, the cost to remedy the same, and whose responsibility it is to rectify the situation. A number of independent reports have also identified problems at this development, and apartment owners I've spoken to at Belmain are upset, not knowing what they may have to pay, and after years of issues. Labour Senator Éan O'Riordan has been advocating on their behalf.
It's heartbreaking because, you know, you live your life, you work hard, you try to do your best to raise your family, but when you go home, the thing that's eating at you is the thing that's looking at you. When you go to bed, you look at the ceiling, you're worried about your children, you're worried about the safety of where you live, and only across the road we have Priory Hall. It's incredibly mentally wearing for people who just want to live their lives, but they feel that they have to go to war to achieve a very, very simple thing, which is a safe home. There's been a number of issues over the last number of years. There's been issues of pyrite, and people had to dish out about 3,000 or 4,000 euro to get that rectified. The suggestion is that the residents themselves are you know, on the hook for whatever maintenance needs to be done. I mean, it isn't that much of a stretch to make if a developer has built something that's defective. That developer is responsible, but it's very difficult to get anybody to agree to that. That very simple idea, that very simple principle.
And on that, you've been engaged with the residents, you've been in their homes. The emotional distress of all this, what have you found?
Well, it's very emotional when you're dealing with a young mother or a family or an individual who has a place, and they're looking at their children and they're looking at their children's bedrooms, and they have heard stories from over in Priory Hall, and they look at things like Grenfell in London, and they can't rest easy at night. One resident told me that the only good night's sleep she'd had was after our public meeting, because she felt at least people were talking about it and there was a number of people who were willing to back her. I completely could appreciate why somebody could not have a good night's sleep in a place that they feel is a fire trap. And, you know, other people can maybe move on and sell up, but once an area gets a reputation for being defective or having poor housing standards, it means that your asset is worthless or potentially worthless. And that's part of the problem, is that when an area has an issue like this, there can be a bit of reluctance to come forward. But when you get inside that door of your home, you should feel safe, and people don't, and that's wrong.
Éan O'Riordan in Belmain. No response yet to a request for comment from O'Connor Property Management. Tomorrow, Sarah, I'll be looking at why some feel the government should pay for boom time defects.
Barry Lenihan, thank you.